Welcome back to the Unraveled Podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name's Alina. So I've had a really, really interesting week. And I say that because I've had some really tough transactions I've had to deal with. One in particular, just a lot of issues on both parties with the other agent, the buyer, and the seller. Just not coming to meetings in the mind and terms of on certain things. And that's something common that we deal with in real estate. But it's mostly important that we learn or we know how to handle those disputes and handle those conflicts to immediately resolve the problem, or you don't have a transaction. You don't have a deal. At the end of the day, the buyer wants to sell, the seller wants to sell their home. That's a given. Yeah. They put it on the market. The buyer wants to buy the home. Mm-hmm. They made an offer on the home. You just got to get through those hurdles and resolving those disputes to be able to get the transaction done. I've had a lot, and again, like this happens all the time in real estate, having to negotiate, come to terms on certain things to make the deal work, make all parties happy kind of thing. I had a recent transaction where the buyers were just asking for a lot of stuff. The agent was very difficult to deal with.
Buyers or the listing agent?
Listing agent. I personally feel like the other agent wasn't properly advising their client or doing them really any justice in that capacity. Some of the stuff they wanted were concerning. Totally agree with. They came in with a lower offer initially, and I told my clients, hey, it's not bad. Just take it. Let's not go back and forth over it. Like, let's just go ahead and do it. And I told the agent, I said, hey, we're going to go ahead and take the offer. I hope that that there's not a lot of issues on the home inspection report. Obviously the concerning things we'll deal with. But I would hope your buyers won't be nitpicky about certain things. We're trying to be negotiable and just take your offer. And I hope that, you know, you guys can kind of do the same on your end. So they come back with this long list of stuff. We negotiate down to the more concerning things. My client takes care of the stuff. My client decided to do the repairs himself, which is fine. But apparently they weren't done to the buyer standard. The part that got very frustrating is I told the agent the repairs were done 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks ish before closing. I get a message the day before closing. Hey, our inspector's coming to inspect the repairs. My thoughts are, why didn't you do this 2 weeks ago when I told you that, that the repairs were done? And so I asked her, why are they just now getting an inspection done? They've had 2 weeks to do it. She's like, well, there's no time frame on when this has to be done. And I'm like, you're 100% right. But it doesn't do anyone any good to wait last minute to have this stuff done. Yeah. And she was like, well, buyers do walkthroughs all the time the day of closing. This isn't a walkthrough. You're having this man come back out and do a full inspection. And I didn't even respond because I'm like, I'm not going to go back and forth with you on it. End of the day, like, if this becomes a shit show, we have 10 hours to get this resolved.
Yeah.
And I would hope it wouldn't be because my buyer said they completed the repairs, you know, whatever, whatever. But the whole reason a buyer may want to have an inspection done after repairs are completed is to ensure it's done to their satisfaction. The thing with getting repairs done is messy because it's hard to get things done to someone else's satisfaction, especially when they're not quite descriptive on what they want done and how they want it done to their satisfaction, which is why you go check for the repairs to ensure they're done to your satisfaction. But waiting the day before closing is just crazy. It's mind boggling to me, because why would you do that? You're not doing anyone any justice. So she was like, well, if the things are done, then there shouldn't be an issue. End of the day, the things may be done, but they may not be done to your buyer standard. That's the concern that I have. And sure enough, they were not done to her buyer standard. Her buyer wanted something else. My client didn't do the repair right. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. They didn't do the repair right. But it's not like they were trying to be mischievous and hide it or whatever. Like, we truly thought it was done properly. So we're rushing to get this repair done less than 24 hours. Like, it's already 5 p.m. We're closing at 9 a.m. I'm calling every single mold remediation company in my phone book. Finally got someone out there. The guy was out there working on this mold remediation until 7 a.m. the next morning, trying to send the report to us so we can close at 9 a.m. And it was just a straight shit show, to be quite frank. And We ended up sitting at the closing table. The inspector went back up that morning. There was still a little bit of mold in there, which I said the repair's not 100% completed. Yeah. The guy's coming back out. They were not happy with that. So we sat at the closing table. We didn't close. And I told them, and they were like, they're bitching and complaining. Sorry for my language, but they were bitching and complaining about the fact that it wasn't done. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I said, it was done. Mm-hmm. It might have not been done to your satisfaction and what you expected, mm-hmm. but to our knowledge, it was completed. Had you guys went in a little earlier when I sent notice that it was completed, we wouldn't be sitting here at this closing table not able to close, because we would have had enough time to rectify your concerns mm-hmm. before closing. And they just had an attitude, and the agent was like, I'm not liking that you keep throwing that in there. And I'm like, I'm thinking, again, I'm not going to go back and forth with you, but I'm thinking, you may not like that I'm throwing that in there, but it's the reality. You've had 2 weeks to get an inspection mm-hmm. done, and you waited to the day before closing. That is not the same as a final walkthrough. And we're talking about $5,000 to $7,000 of repairs. Who yeah. waits the day before to go do an inspection? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
A final walkthrough, you're looking to make sure you're talking about tiny things that aren't going to break the deal
yeah.
if they aren't done fully completed type of thing. Mm-hmm. Not $5,000 to $7,000 type of work, but yeah. whatever. That's just me. So that was just a really big client dispute that I had recently, but, and just talking through like how we resolved it, how we got it done. So we ended up extending the closing to make it work. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, her clients were ready to walk. I probably would have advised them differently if I were on the other end and said, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, whatever.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because hearing the story, it leads me to believe that the other agent was either inexperienced or really doing a bad job for two reasons. Because I work with buyers all the time. We come into properties that need stuff repaired. And we always put in there that it needs to be completed by a licensed individual. So it's not he said, she said.
That was in there, but I had them remove it because my client wanted to make the repairs. That was 100% in there.
But then not checking till the day before closing. Any good real estate agent will know that a final walkthrough
is not an inspection.
No, especially if there's bigger ticket items like mildew or mold or, you know, some crawl space concern.
Correct.
You're not checking the day before closing, because if there's any chance of issue,
there's no time to rectify anything.
No.
And it's not even like at the end of the day, you hope there's no issues, but you've got to prepare for the fact that there probably is.
Yeah.
And there was no preparation for that. Mm-hmm. So, which is what was frustrating, because my clients have already paid for a U-Haul, yeah. sitting outside, moving their stuff in, thinking we're good to go. And now we've had to delay everything because you waited last minute to come in and do it and to come in and do an inspection, mm-hmm. which again, if you would have done this 2 weeks ago, nobody would have been upset. You waited the day before, which caused delays on everybody's end. Mm-hmm. And I quite frankly think the agent was very unorganized, which is why mm-hmm. it happened that way. And she wasn't going to take accountability for that and mm-hmm. saying, hey, I should have had this done sooner. I apologize. Whatever. Mm-hmm. That just wasn't going to happen. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But the reality is you didn't do your client any justice or anyone any justice by waiting last minute to have this done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's important to take responsibility too, because we all make mistakes.
Correct.
But stuff like that, you know, you're then wasting your client's time. Like, let's say I was that buyer's agent and I was disorganized. Not only you're wasting your client's time, the other agent, their client, the attorney. I mean,
correct. There's a lot of people, we're sitting at the closing table.
You know, and an attorney's not going to go ahead and tack on an additional hour, 2 hours that they're sitting there waiting, but it's disrespectful of their time as well. Correct. So it's kind of like, you have to really think about your reputation in that way. And just, again, even a new construction house might run into issues. A resale, you're going to have issues. So give Correct. Yourself that window of time. What if it's a holiday? What if it's a weekend? You know, what if someone can't get out right away? What are you supposed to do? Just delay Correct. The closing?
Correct.
I don't know.
And my client was literally ready to just be like, done. Don't even worry about it. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. But also we had another transaction we had to close as well, because they were buying a house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to see it through. You've already spent X amount of money. Mm-hmm. I know you're frustrated. Stay calm. He had to leave the closing table. I said, you know, if you want to stand outside and I handle it, then that's fine. So he stood outside. Yeah. I went in, handled it, mm-hmm. planned everything. So I walked back outside. I said, here's what we're going to do. I need you to calm down. I need you to breathe. This is what we're going to do. You're not going to terminate. Mm-hmm. I know you're frustrated right now and you're stressed out. We're already this far.
Yeah.
Just go do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to pay for the insulation. Here's my debit card. Go buy the insulation. Get it installed. Mm-hmm. We're going to close next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And he was like, let's do it. That's mm-hmm. fine. But I had to calm him down. Yeah. He was ready to leave. He was about to get in his car and be like, F this. I'm done. I'm not doing mm-hmm. it. I had to calm him down. I had to say, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do. And I had to be, which I'm already very direct, which most of the time people work with me, they already see that. So they kind of expect that.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's what we're going to do and be done.
Yeah.
But had I not known how to contain and control the situation, he would have left. It would have been over with. It would have been done.
Yeah. And that's where it's important. Again, I feel like we're always circling back to this. Like, who you hire is important, because like in a scenario like that, where the emotions are high, frustrations are high, you need an agent like yourself to be grounded, to problem solve, to be strategic. I mean, like, look, I know you feel like walking away, but the chances, if we go back on the market, will we get a better offer that's going to be higher? Probably not.
He would have just not even put it on the market. But the reality is I'm like, these people are not being considerate of you.
Correct.
But we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We've got other people on the other line for the house that you're buying, and we're not going to leave them hanging. We're not going to mm-hmm. be inconsiderate like these other people are. We're mm-hmm. going to see this through, and it's going to happen. But here's what we're going
to
do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what people need to understand. Oftentimes, there's a lot of repercussions to each decision, each delay, that can affect multiple transactions.
Correct.
Multiple individuals, attorneys, inspectors, buyers, sellers, people's, you know, they take time off of work to get something done within a window of time. And it's very unfortunate or mm-hmm. disrespectful if they now can't close when they took. There's so many mm-hmm. factors, but that's where it's the agent's job to come in and be on the advance, right? To predict, potentially we could have an issue, so let's get it inspected a week
Correct.
Before closing, or 2 weeks or 10 days Correct. Instead of the day before. Like, that
Correct.
Is basic.
And even let's even talk about the sacrifices that we make as agents as well, financially, mm-hmm. to ensure that our clients are able to get to the closing table and yeah. things happen. Because like whenever they weren't satisfied with the repair, I had immediately was like, the financial situation was really tight in this transaction because they were selling really quickly and they had only owned it for a year. So there wasn't a lot of, they weren't making a lot of proceeds. And they still had to buy as well. So mm-hmm. with that financial constraint, they were very limited on what they could do. So when the buyers weren't satisfied with repair, we had to bring a third party service in to get it. I was like, I know this shit's about to be like $3,000. And mm-hmm. like, they don't have the funds for it. He may be able to pay half of it. So mm-hmm. I had already prepared myself to be able to pay half of it.
Yeah.
And I called the other agent and I was like, hey, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to split it with him. I'm going to pay the half. And she's like, why are you doing that? And I was like, sometimes you gotta make sacrifices to make things work.
Oh my God.
And she could not believe. Yes. And she could not believe I was paying half of this. And then we talked it through and she was like, why don't I split it with you? And I was like, okay,
much
we can do that. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. I just want you to have a lot of respect that you even offered for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. Then I called my client and he was like, let's just go ahead and get it done. I didn't even get a chance to tell him that we were going to pay for it. So I ended up never telling him that we were going to pay for it, that we yeah. were going to split it. We were going to pay half of it kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he already mentally prepared for it, was going to do it, whatever. All to say the least, I wasn't going to have to pay for that, but I ended up still having to pay for the insulation. Mm-hmm. I ended up having to make another sacrifice in other areas financially to be able to get them to closing,
mm-hmm.
Which I was willing to do. I was prepared to do. But that was a sacrifice that I had to make.
Oh, yeah.
I lost a good bit of my commission in mm-hmm. order to make the deal work.
And I will say there is a fine line between sacrificing to get a deal done and just giving your commission away and getting
Agreed.
Taken advantage of.
Agreed.
But it's still important, you know, to have the mindset as an agent, client first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to, if I meet with someone to list their home and they're already trying to nickel and dime me, I'm not interested.
Oh, 100%.
Because 9 times out of 10, through the process, negotiations, repairs, there's going to be some kind of concession.
Correct.
9 times out of 10.
Correct.
So as an agent, you have to be willing to do that.
Correct.
You know, otherwise, what are you going to let the deal fall through? I've had so
many. And agents will. Some people legitimately will.
You know, that, it blows my mind. Okay.
I've never let a deal fall through. If I have the depending on what I'm making, if I can afford to make it work,
mm-hmm.
then I'll make it work. I'm not going to let a deal fall through over $1,000 or a few grand in repairs.
You know what's crazy? I had this deal not too long ago where there was a $500 difference. And I didn't know about this, but they sent me a termination. And I'm like,
what? That happened to you.
And come to find out, it's over $500. Now, to the buyer's credit, they did not have the money.
Sure.
But their agent was unwilling to pay for it and unwilling to even tell me about it. Mm-hmm. They were just going to turn
That's bad representation. That's when you call the agent and say, hey, like, I want to make this deal work. We're talking about $500. Can we split it? Can we work it out? Mm-hmm. And I do it all the time, yeah. But I'm not going to let somebody lose a house over a few small things that can be easily resolved.
Yeah. It's just so wild to me.
But that's when you have those conversations with all parties and figure out what works.
Yeah. I mean, communication is key. Being a skilled agent, hiring a skilled agent who can think proactively and has enough experience to know, hey, this is where we get an inspection done 2 weeks before closing rather than the day before. Like certain things, you know, if it's just, hey, confirming that the water's on, you could probably do that in a walkthrough. Correct.
And I think that whole transaction was very tense because at the end of the day, when you're in a transaction, everyone's working together. It's supposed to be a teamwork. Teamwork to make the dream work kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the minute that it's not seen that way, it's everyone against everyone.
Yeah.
You're representing your sellers. I'm representing my sellers. You're representing your buyers. I don't care what you think. I'm not working with you to make this work. Like, this is just what it is. But no, it should not be that way.
No.
We all have a common goal to everybody. The goal is to buy the property.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, we have to work as a team. We have to talk about certain things. We've got to figure out what we need to do to make everyone happy, have the meeting of the minds. And you can't do that if we're against each other and we're not working as a team. Like it's impossible.
And it's night and day when you work with another agent or another team. That is their mindset and style of doing business. We are all one team. It is a beautiful, smooth, seamless transaction. Correct. And I've never had one of those terminate. But you get into a contract with someone, it's me versus you. My client versus your client. I'm like, no.
I'm not compromising on anything. Okay, then we're not going to have a transaction. Like, why do you even make an offer on this property if you're not willing to work with all parties? Like, you're not going to get everything you want.
No.
But it's nice to be able to see both parties negotiate and be willing to compromise on certain things. That's how you make a transaction work.
Yeah. And, I mean, if someone doesn't understand that, I don't know how to explain it to them. Except that I think maybe with experience and time, that's how you have to learn negotiation and business and relationships and communication.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you can't really effectively serve your client unless you have that knowledge and willingness to do that.
Like,
I can't imagine if I refused to ever make a sacrifice for a client. There'd be so many people that wouldn't sell, wouldn't have sold their house, or wouldn't have purchased the house that they loved.
Agreed. And I think I mentioned the story on here before previously, like I had an older client who bought a home with the bedroom upstairs. And I told him when we were looking at the house, I was like, the guy was 65, maybe seven, between 75, older guy, him and his wife. And I told him when we looked at the house initially, I was like, I really don't think you should buy this home. Especially this is supposed to be your last home. Realistically, you're not going to want to climb these stairs every single day when your master bedroom's upstairs. Bought the house anyways. A year later calls me and was like, hey, I need to sell my house. But there wasn't enough. It was less than a year. There wasn't enough equity in the home for him to pay a commission and sell his home. So I had to make a sacrifice and said, hey, I'm not going to charge a commission on it. You know, I'll get paid on the next transaction. Like it's fine. It's whatever. So he can sell his home because that's what he needed. But that was a sacrifice that I had to make in order for him to get him out of that home. And I was willing to make it because I care about my clients. I want to take care of them. I want to do what I can to make things work, to make things work.
Yeah. The bottom line is that I think in life, but especially in real estate, you're going to run into scenarios where there's disagreements or conflicts with clients or other agents, and just being in the frame of mind to work together, knowing your information, knowing the market, so you can stand firm in things that you know are true, but then being able to be flexible when you need to. I think that's a big key.
Agreed. Yeah, flexibility and learning. And I've told a new agent that I hired in the past, I was like, you're gonna have new situations pop up. You're not gonna be prepared. you're not going to be prepared for every possible scenario, but what you can do to prepare is already start thinking, like in that moment, start thinking about how can I make this work? What do I need to sacrifice? What can we negotiate? What is the end result? Like think about those things so that way you can better prepare for the situation.
Yeah.
Cause things can be different all the time. I've had hiccups come up where the septic tank is under the deck. I've had this hiccup come up where the repairs weren't done correctly. But if you're in the proper mind frame of being able to negotiate certain things, talk through certain things, prepare your clients for certain things, you can get through whatever those hiccups are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the responsibility of the agents are do everything you can possibly do within your power to keep the deal together. Best represent your clients. If they still choose to walk away and you've done everything you can, then you can go to sleep peacefully each night.
Correct.
But then if you know deep down that that client lost a house because you had ego or you didn't know the skills or you didn't have the knowledge.
They probably don't care if that's their mind frame. But
I would care.
I would correct because we don't have that mind frame. We're not willing to lose. We're not willing to allow a client to lose a home over small things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I think that wraps up this episode.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for watching and for listening. We release a brand new episode each Wednesday. You can connect with us on social media and listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for watching.